Okay. Today we're going to begin the series of Shiurim on Dalet and Dalet Minim. And Dalet Minim is something like a lot of times we, it's right before Sukkot and everyone's rushed. And a lot of times people never get to learn the halachas. And then they just go to the store and they don't really know what they're looking for. And, you know, it's a whole hack. You know, so it's good to know a little bit what the halachas are. Okay, so we're going to start with lulav. Right now, we make the bracha on lulav. All right, so we'll start with lulav. Okay. Says the Gemara on Lamed Aleph on the days, Niktam Rosho. So Niktam Rosho means when the top of the lulav got cut off. So the top is no longer there. It's cut off. Okay. Before we see that Gemara, let's now go to Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. In the middle, Boy Rav Papa. Boy Rav Papa. Nechleka Hatiyomis Mahu. Nechleka Hatiyomis Mahu. Now, so let's see what that means. Rashi, Nechleka Hatiyomis, Shnei Olim El Yonim Eim Tzoyim, Shasham HaShadra Kola, Nechleka Zemizev, Nistika HaShadra Ad HaOlim Shalomata Mehem. It was like this. The way Rashi learns is like this. Any lulav has a shedra. The shedra is the spine of the lulav, right? You see it going up from the bottom, going up to the thick middle part is the shedra. Now, that thick middle part of the shedra, if you keep going up, there's one central leaf, right? Going up from the shedra. And that central leaf is called the tiyomus. Why is it called the tiyomus? So it's called the tiyomus because it's like all the leaves. The leaves of a lulav, as you know, are double. Each leaf is two leaves, right? They're double and then they're connected in the back. So nechelka hatiyomus, and this is usually what people, you know, look for when they a shopping for a lulav to see, oh, is it split? Is it split? So, the question is, what can't be split? So the Gemara says the tiyomis. The tiyomis is the middle leaf, which is coming up of the shedra. That middle leaf, if it splits, it's a problem. So what's the din? Mahu. So Tashma Domer of Yeshua ben Levi, Nitla tiyomis pasul. In other words, if the tiyomis was cut off, then it's pasul. So that implies that only if it's cut off, but if it's just split downward to the length, shouldn't be a problem. My love who adin nechleka, right? So where it says no, lo nitla shayni dehachosale. Nitla is different. In other words, only if it's cut off, it should be a problem. But if it's nechleka, it shouldn't be a problem. That's the first opinion. Ike da Amri Amr Shuban Levi Nechlaka Hatiyomis Nasa Kemisha Nitla Hatiyomis Upasal. The other opinion says no, that Nechlaka Hatiyomis has the same status as Nitla Hatiyomis, and it's Pasal. Okay, Nechlaka is the same thing as Nitla. So that means there is a psul of nechleka hatiyomis. So if the tiyomis is split, we have a problem. So what we have to verify is how far down is the split a problem. That's number one. And number two, we have to verify, does everyone agree to the identity of the Tiyomus. So as I told you, based on Rashi, that it's the Shnei Olim Elyonim Emtsoim, right? The two top leaves, the two middle top leaves. The question is, does everyone agree to that? So what we have to verify is two things. We have to verify what is the Tiyomus. Is Rashi the only Shita about what the Tiyomus is? That's number one. Or are there other Shitas? And number two, we have to verify how far down of split is a problem. And that means we have to identify two things. We have to identify how much is a problem to pasul even b'diavad, and how much is a problem that it's no longer l'chatchila. So what's still good l'chatchila? Because basically, in other words, there are two issues. You want to make sure you're not pasul b'diavad, but you also want a lulav that's kosher l'chatchila also. So how much split is no longer l'chatchila, and how much split is now it's even pasul b'diavad? And that's what we have to ascertain. Oh, so let's look in the Rambam. Why not? Parakhes Silkas Lulav Halacha Dalet. Birya's Olim Shalulav Kachi. The anatomy of the leaves of the lulav is the following. Shem Gidelim, Gidelim Shnayim Shnayim. Each leaf is double. As we said before, Udvukin Migaban. And they are attached in the back, meaning each leaf is attached. So it's a double leaf, because if you open it up, you'll see it's two leaves that's attached. V'gab kol shnei olim advukim hu hanikra tiyomus. Nechelko hatiyomus posel. Now, read this Rambam carefully and tell me what is the Rambam telling us. What's your name?
Daniel Friedenberg.
From where?
France. Okay. Grew, split,
and
then declined.
What?
It grew, or you
split. Okay, that's a sound. You're touching on an interesting point. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I'm not up to that. It's good, but I'm not up to that. Oh, right. So Effie says quite well that according to the Rambam, every leaf is called a tiyomus. Because tiyomus means like tiyomim, toomim, like twins. Every leaf is a twin. Every leaf is a twin. Every leaf is double. So according to the Rambam, there's no yichus to the middle leaf. Every leaf is a tiyomus. So therefore, the din of Nechelka tiyomus is not going on what? On the middle leaf per se. According to the Rambam, it's not enough to what? To, now, in other words, according to the Rashi, tiyomus, you just have to check the middle leaf. If the middle leaf is intact, if it goes up, it's not split, then you're okay. According to the Rambam, there's nothing special about the middle leaf. Every single leaf is a tiyomus. Now, my question, yeah, Greba?
According to the Rashi, what is that, for the shedra or actually the leaf itself?
We're not up to that yet. In other words, something in the middle leaf is split. We didn't yet define how much is the split. Okay? Now, Eddie.
You mentioned the Rambam that he's saying that it doesn't have to be the tip either that's split, as long as the split.
You mean saying it can be split in the middle, you think?
In the middle, yeah.
Interesting. Eddie's saying that maybe, according to the Rambam, also it has not necessarily split on the top. Could be. Now let me ask you a question. According to the Rambam, so what does it mean? Any given leaf that's split is a problem? What passels? How do you learn Pshat in the Rambam? What passels the lulav? According to Rashi, we know the middle leaf split. We didn't define how much split parcels, but whatever. According to the Rambam, any leaf. So does that mean that any leaf split is parcel, or do you need all the leaves to? Or how do you learn Pshat in the Rambam? Yoni?
He said every single leaf is called a tiyomis, but he says only the hot tiyomis is split. That doesn't mean he
can
say all of them,
he
just says hot
tiyomis. You mean so any one leaf of all of them is split, exactly. Is no good.
No, I'm not. He said they're all called tiyomis, but the hot tiyomis is a singular,
no? Right, they're a singular. So you mean to tell me, according to the Rambam, if one leaf, in other words, any one leaf that's split in the lulav, or is lulav?
Maybe it's just one. Maybe it's just one leaf. Maybe it's just like Rashi.
No, but he got through saying that. That every
hatiomis,
leaf.
Which is the hatiomen? Which is that going on? Every individual one or a specific one?
That's my question. How do you understand that?
It's weird to say it's going on every single one, no?
Okay, I don't know. Well, it's weird. I want to know what he's saying. And then we'll define if it's weird or not. The tiyomis of each of the leaves.
The majority or more, not one. It's not tiyomis, it's one of them. How many things are tiyomis of each one of them?
Tiyomis means the tiyomis of each one of them.
Or majority of them, whatever it is, but not just one. I think you have tiyomis of one.
Right, in other words, you don't think if just one splits, it's a problem.
Right.
Why do you say that? Right, so you're saying is that what the Rambam means to say is that if every tiyomis is split, then it's a problem. Or rove of them is split. If just one tiyomis splits, that's not a problem. As Rabbi Berger pointed out, that you could just, like, because who says you needed that tiyomis? Like, you could have taken it away. So you can't say that something that you could have taken, you don't need anyway. Because you don't need, how many leaves? You have 30 leaves on your lulav, 50 leaves on your lulav. So you say one is apostles, but you don't need that one to be there in the first place. You don't need 50 leaves. You can have 49 is also good. So it must be that every tiyomis got split, or rove of the tiyomis got split. Rami? You want to say any one of them.
But there is emphasis on hatiyomis, that is, he calls it a god.
Yeah, but the question is, so you're saying that it's not mistaken to say just one. You want to say...
No, but I'm just because the issue is the ha. So,
ha.
Saying, hey, there is saying
so he's saying hatiyomis means the tiyomis of every single leaf.
No, any, but I'm saying it could be any leaf, but it has to go all the way down.
Oh, okay, I'm not up to how far down yet. So, yeah, Eitan, right? Eitan?
If the Rambam says that all the leaves are called tiyomis, the entire lulav, and the lulav in itself is tiyomis, therefore any split on the lulav is impossible, because every leaf is a tiyomis, and the entire lulav should be called a tiyomis. Therefore, it's one entity. It's not dependent on whether one leaf is split or not. One leaf is split, it affects all of them.
So you want to say even one leaf?
Even one leaf, yeah.
You say it has to be rove or over, it becomes
that much more vehicle than Rashi.
Right.
Because Rashi says the
right.
And by Rama saying that every leaf is called Tiomis, the mash from there is going to be more mapped.
Right. Okay. Josh?
Well, maybe to the Rama, even though he calls every leaf a Tiomis, so the fact that he emphasizes the hot Tiomis with the hay.
Right, it means
that only the prime Tiomis, the one in the middle, is what would make the. Like you could say,
the
main
Tiomus. Right. You know what I think. The problem with what your pshat is, that if we never would have learned Rashi first, you would never have said that with the Rambam. You, in other words, you got colored by Rashi, and now you're trying to read Rashi in the Rambam. But I bet that if you had never seen Rashi before, and we just would have started with the Rambam, then you wouldn't have said that. I could be wrong. So, because there's nowhere in the Rambam that he indicates that that's prime. Right? It's only Rashi put that in our head. Or we know that as little kids or whatever, you know, you look at the middle leaf or, you know, but. And that's not in the Rambam's vocabulary, that the middle leaf is anything different than any other leaf. So the poskim. A nakat is what the Ran says in Rashi, in the Rambam. The Ran learns that Rambam means the robe of the leaves. Take a look. And he says that in the Rif on page 4. Page 4. Take a look where the lines get narrow in the Ran on page 4. The first word on the line is Lochush. Lochush. The Acherim Pershu, the Nechelka Tiyomas, La Ba'Ola Ha'em Tsoi Bilchud Ka'amar. In other words, it's not talking about the Ola Ha'em Tsoi, El Ha'olim Ha'kfulim. Yesh lahem begaban dover shemachaber osam umat imon. There was all the double leaves have something there that's you know putting them together. V'nikra tiyomus v'im nechelku rov ha'olim v'rov kol olav v'olam mehem v'osu mokom posel. Those the tiyomus really is the part that brings the two leaves together. In other words, each leaf is two leaves. So the back of it is called the tiyomus. So if that part is split, now the two leaves are separate. Each leaf is a two leaf. So, and we follow rov alim. So he says, in other words, nothing special about the middle leaf, and it's every leaf has to be, or the rov leaves have to be split. And how much is split? So he throws in rove of the way down. So the two roves. It's the rove of the leaves and the rove of the way down. Those are the two things that that make it problematic. Rove leaves and rove of the way down. And that's how he learns pshat, and it's clearly that's the Rambam, and he says the Rif. You know, even though the Rambam again doesn't state it, and you know, so I can't take a shvur d'oraisa on this, but at least that's how the Ran interprets the Rambam, that it's rove leaves and the rove of the way down, and we'll see that the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch just quotes the Rambam on page 11, Tafresh Mem Hei Siv Gimel He quotes the Rambam. He just verbatim quotes the Rambam. Lashon HaRambam. So this, as Eddie pointed out, this is a big kula. Because according to this, just because your middle leaf is split, even if it's split a lot, no big deal. You have to have most of the leaves being split most of the way down. Then it's a problem. But if just the middle leaf, it's not a problem. And that's the Shitas HaRambam. And that's the Shitas HaRif. And that's the Shitas HaMechaber. And that's how the Ran interprets it. Again, that doesn't mean that it's the only possible interpretation you can have in the Rambam. But, Tachu. Well, the Mefarshim assume that he's saying what the Rambam said, and however the Ran explained the Rambam. The Ran's interpretation of the Rambam became the official accepted interpretation of the Rambam. So, in terms of the poskim, that's a big kula. That's a big kula, because you can have a lulav that's split in the middle, but big deal. The others are okay. But that's only the Rambam Shita. So what I would like to do now is see if there are any other Shitas on this matter. Then we'll discuss how far down the split. Okay? Yes. Where? Well, what page again? Page 4. Also, Mokum means the Mokum of the Tiyomus. So the Tiyomus is the back where it's meeting together.
Rove
ha'olim, the rove kol olav olav. They're two dinim of rove. Okay. Now, there is another shita. You take a look on page 5. And this shita never even made it in the sock. Because this sheet is the most chomer. In other words, the Rambam Rif sheet is the most kal. Now I'm going to show you the most chomer sheet. And that, take a look on page 5. Page 5 is a Xerox of the Smak, Sefer Mitzvah's Cotton, written by Rabbi Meir Yitzchak Mikorbil. And at the bottom of this is the newest printing of the Smak. And the bottom of the Smak is the Hagos HaSmak, which is written by the Rabbeinu Peretz. So Rabbeinu Peretz wrote the notes on the Smak. A lot of times in the poskim, they quote people, you know, you have to... Hagos HaSmak is sometimes quoted even more often than the Smak itself. And there are a lot of big chidushim there. So what does he write? Em Tzoios. Afu picho kol olav ola sholim ba'atzmo kumar shar alei halulav shkol achas v'achas kvula shtayim afu pikin uposol kevin sheshtei olim ha'mtsoiyos halukos v'fichach lulovim ha'mtsuyim b'ineinu rubam psulim sherubam ein shtei olim ha'mtsoiyos mchubros yachad. So Ed, my good friend Eddie, says he's saying the same thing as Rashi. So I tell my good friend Eddie, read it again.
Thank you.
Harry?
It doesn't say the top one's a Rashi, it's the middle one. The middle one is split.
Okay, you tell me.
Is the book Machibur?
Tell me. No, read it. You can read it five times. Tell me what you think it means. And he basically he says, if you hold like this shita, that it's hard to ever get a kosher lulav. Rechter, what's up there?
It's possible Rashi says that the middle one itself is split, and here he says that two leaves that themselves are doubled are not.
Oh, exactly. That's what I think he means. In other words, Rashi says the split is on the middle leaf itself. What he's saying here, the Rabbeinu Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz is quoting that you don't just look at the middle leaf, you look at the two middle leaves. So two middle leaves, each one is double. So those two, meaning all four, have to be one unit. And they can't be split. If the two middle leaves are split from each other, then that's Nechel Katiyomis.
Which two middle leaves are all the way up in front of the last two?
Right. So when he says this, according to that, that's very hard to find. You mean how do you know to go the one to the right and one to the left? I guess. Yeah. He says you count them.
Even if the highest one, that's not the middle one. That's the middle. Right? Because the middle is. If you have 9, 4, 4, and one in the middle is the middle one.
Was it is the middle in numbers or the middle in like.
Is the middle in numbers or the middle in what looks? Okay, I'm not sure. But the two middle ones. So this sheet is not even quoted lahalacha. This sheet is not even quoted lahalacha. Because according to this, it's very hard to ever find the kosher lulav. So, Baruch Hashem, we don't paskin like this sheet. Oh. So now, what I'd like to do with you, Rabosai, is try to find out the other sheet. In other words, we have the Rambam Shita, that's very Mako, because it's going on every single leaf. If you don't have every single leaf being split, or over the leaves split, then you're okay. Then we have the Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz, his first opinion, and he says that that's, the middle two leaves have to be right. So now let's see what is the shear. Let's assume now like Rashi. Okay? Because that's what we normally assume, like Rashi. We're going to see the Ramah is going to quote Shitas Rashi. So how much, again, two questions has to be asked within Shitas Rashi. How far down is Pasels, Afil B'dieved, and what's still called Lechatchila? So let's go back to Rashi on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph on page 1. Nechel katiyom shnei olim elyonim emtsoim shesham hashedra kolo nechu zem izem v'nitzdika hashedra ad ha'olim shalamatim mehem. So what does that mean? So let's look back at our good friend the Rabbeinu Peretz. The Hagos HaSmak on page 5. He's our friend. So three lines from the bottom. The old Pirish HaKuntris Nechga Tiyomis Dahainu Dabka Ola Emtsoi. Right? That the Tiyomis is only the Ola Emtsoi. Shadakril yos kofel kishar alim lechalok nishtayim. Fize lulovim hanim tsoim beinenu rubam ksherim. Kevin sha'olam tsoi sholim. Right? In other words, what we care about is the Allah am tsoi. Mu yesh miktsosim shakol sha'olam tsoi nechalok akbrosh. Mikol Mokam Yishlach Shirin Fi Peirush Rashi Nirli Hainu Dachka She Nechlecha Ad Lamata Men Ha'olin. Okay, the Peirush Matosus Rabbein Yehuda. So what does that mean? What is he saying? What's the shear? Means it has to go all the way down. Means it goes till the shedra. There was, again, the shedra is the spine, and then the spine branches out into different leaves. So it goes to the shedra, all the way down.
So from the bottom or to the top branch?
In other words, all the other leaves are coming. In other words, as far as it could go down. Take a look in the Shulchan and the Ramah. Let's see how the Ramah quotes it. Before we look at the Ramah, just look in the Trumas Hadeshin for 1 second. Because the Trumas Hadeshin has 2 pshatim in Rashi. On page 8. Trumas Hadeshin says, Nechlecha ha-tiyomas delulav, rabu bo pisronim. There are many different interpretations. Hey, chanu nogim bo. What's our psak? Tshuva. You know, they say the Trumas Hadeshin, he wrote the questions and he wrote the answers. They weren't really sure. That's what they say. That was just a way of writing the Sefer. He wrote. Yeah. Tshuva. Yira di Yesh Linho Kiperish Echa Derashi Kimosh Kosa B'smak. You see here. The Allah am tzoy shadakol yos kofel b'shar olam nechlo l'shtayim z'en nechlo l'tiyomus lo mikri nechlo elam kei nechlo ad lamata min ha'olam. In other words, it goes to the very down, meaning there is a ruach hosiv l'akil d'boy nechlo shidros gamkei. In other words, you say either it splits all the way down to the shedra, and the other pshat that's even more makil is that part of the shedra itself also split. So the first pshat is that the whole leaf split until the shedra, right? And the other pshat is that the Wazarua, he quotes, says even more makil. That not only the whole leaf split till the shedra, and part of the shedra itself split. So, The Ramah quotes this halacha from Shulchan Aruch. And he says on page 11, Hagah, V'yesh mefarshim lomar, deem, go over to page 13, the Nechla ha'ela el yorem tzoych al ha-shedra, ad ha-shedra, mikri nechla ha-tiyom, mesuposa. So hachi nogim. So he says, me'ikir adin, you want to know me'ikir adin. What's a kosher lulav? As long as it didn't split all the way down. As long as it didn't split all the way down, we're okay. So so this is the first sheet, and in other words, he doesn't go so far maybe as the Arzarua. The Arzarua says it has to go all the way down plus the Shedra. And this, the Rabbeinu Peretz in Rashi says all the way down. Now, we still don't know whether that's a Din Lechatchil or not. We know that it's kosher. Right?
So according to Rashi, you could have like a lulav outside
room
would be separate, and then
the Yevet,
the Ramah, basically all the way down. So you're saying you could have like a lulav that's totally like separated?
No, I didn't say that. You said that. No. In other words, because the you can have split leaves doesn't mean it's separated. You understand?
Yeah.
It just means that they're not connected, but they could still be very, not like that. Right. So the Ramad says we don't paskin like the Rambam in the Rif. We paskin like Rashi. And therefore but the question is within Rashi, what's pasul? He says it's not pasul until it's split all the way. The leaf has to be split all the way. And if it's not split all the way, it's still kasha.
Is that like the Rambam?
No, the Rambam says it's going on every leaf.
No, I don't know. That was the shear.
Right, so he's saying no. He said the shear was rove. He's saying no. Even rove is still kosher. It has to be kulam. Not including the shedra. However, the Rambam says, but he says that you should try, and this is why people go nuts. They drive the mochrim crazy. That even if it's split a little bit, they don't want to buy it. Because the Rambam says, what? That din, if it's the Rabbeinu Peretz and Rashi split all the way, it's no good. That means it's kosher, but it doesn't mean it's lechatchila. You want lechatchila? Mitzvah. It's funny because the lechatchila and mitzvah menamufchar are not necessarily the same thing. Mitzvah menamufchar usually is a higher standard than lechatchila. Heder. Here he's putting it together. Lechatchila and mitzvah menamufchar. Nogim lito lulav shalo nechlak ha'ala elyon klal ki yesh machmirin afilu b'nechlak tzas v'moso ha'ala einu kofel mitchilas b'yosu posel. So he's saying that there's another shita that says that it has to be totally closed, and if it's not totally closed, it's posel. So even though we don't really pass it like that shita, we'll have to see who that sheet is momentarily. But even though we don't really paskin like that sheet, but in deference to that sheet, on a lechatchila level, we try to do it lechatchila. So that makes life hard. Right? That makes life hard because even though you can find many that are closed all the way, and then they'll charge you for it, whatever. Usually the way they do it is if you buy the esrog, and then depending upon which type of esrog, they put, throw in the lulav. Oh, so where's the shita that says it has to be totally closed? Oh. So, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, he thought that that's the Pasha Pshat in the Gaonim quoted in Tosis and Bava Kamma. Page 7. Nechukah atiyomus. Matzari b'tshuvas agonim. Nidla atiyomus also hutsa elyon b'rosha elyon. Shein hutsa l'mala himena. There was the middle leaf. Hukish shnei hutsim d'vukim zeb zeb nikraim tiyomus. Chei mashmir tocha lochus gadol shorosim l'farsh game. Ula divreim lo yimotze lana lulav kosher. He betorach them tzayim also sheish lem tiyomus kazeh. Filu echad me behemeos. It says according to he, in other words, it's the middle leaf. So Rabbi Berger thought what he's saying is that it means that it's totally, and that's what he means to say. If you base it on this, you won't find one kosher in 500. A pile of 500, maybe you won't even necessarily find one kosher. But that could be the pshat in the Gonim, but the Ran quotes it the Farish. The Ran quotes this opinion. Take a look in the Ran. On the page 4, from the top, the fourth wide line from the top of the page, on page 4 on the left side, in the middle of the line, umachmirin od lomar, this opinion that says that's machmir dechol shenechla katiyom afilu b'miyut pasul. That if the tiyom is nachlak even b'miyot, it's no good. Right. So right. So Eddie's saying that you could. Then was maybe it's not necessarily a raya that has to be totally.
Right.
Right.
The
okay.
Right.
Right. So Eddie says that just because Iran says that miyut is hustle, who says that means kol shehu? Maybe it means you don't need rov with miyut, but what's the shear then? What's the shear then? There was, if once you're not going to say that there was that rov, you don't need rov, and you don't need kulo, so miyut. So what do you need? How much of a meal? So so you're saying kosher would be problematic?
No, part of this, we would say that anything from kosher up until rove is that sure.
Right, so that would mean a kosher would also be a problem. He wants to say a kosher wouldn't be a problem according to this shita. So the Taz says, take a look at the Taz. Take a look at the Taz, and we'll say where's the Taz? On page 13. Take a look at page 13. The back is on the bottom of the page, left side. Ba'kati tzarech levarim hay miyut shezocha haran la'machmirin. How, what is that? Al kocha lav miyut kol shul. In other words, he says like you, Rebbe. He doesn't think it's a culture. Kamer. Dimkein gamba chagiris siporin yapasal. Because then, what's a chagiris siporin? Chagiris siporin means the amount that if you would take your fingernail, it would get caught. In other words, it's a little bit split, so like your fingernail could get caught in it. That would be a mashu, right? That even your fingernail gets caught. He says he doesn't think that you have to be machmer so much. Because the Gemara in Chulin has three cases of things that if they are a little bit pogum, they're no good. And they don't mention a lulav. So it's mashma that a lulav doesn't have the shear of a pagima kolshehu. Whereas a sakin, a shechita's knife, if your fingernail could get caught in the crevice, that means that's no good. A little bit. And they list other things that if it's not complete, it's no good. But they don't list the lulav. So it's mashma that a lulav you get more leeway. Even on a lechatchila level, the kevin is ainu posel lira daf b'shir pochas mitefach ain shum svar lahachmir. So the Taz wants to say that the shear is a tefach. In other words, if it's less than a tefach, then it's an open, then it's still kosher lechatchila. Once it's a tefach, then already there's some room to be machmir. Now izu sham kabim gimas hamizbeach. See, one of the, right, the Mizbeach had to be complete, right? So what if there was a indentation in the Mizbeach? How much of an indentation in the Mizbeach would passel the Mizbeach? So Rav Shimon ben Yochai omer tefach. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov omer kezayis. M'chalkim sham ben sid le'evin. Depends what it's made out of. And kein al-korcha ein svar lomer kam pochas mitefach v'zayis teposel. So he says that, in other words, he doesn't think that anyone would passel if it's less than a tefach or a shear of a, take an olive, how big an olive would be. But if it's, in other words, if it's just a little bit and it's less than a tefach, he thinks no one would, even the machmirim and the ran would not passel. And he says, furthermore, Bifrat, that most poskim, he thinks, hold like the Rambam and the Rif. That anyway, there's nothing special about the middle leaf. So to be machmir so much in the middle leaf, even a mashahu, he thinks you don't have to, because anyway, there's so many poskim anyway, hold like the Rambam and the Rif. So then for sure, there's nothing special about that. So now we're machmir for Rashi, you don't have to be machmir at kidei kach. That's the Taz's interpretation of the Chumrah of the Ramah. However, I want to show you. So, what do we see so far in Shita's Rashi? We have the Shita that says, or Zarur Shita, that it has to go all the way what? Through the Shedra. We have the Rabbeinu Peretz till the Shedra. We have the Shita that it's even a Miyut. And then we have the Taz's interpretation that a Miyut means up to a Tefach. But now I want to show you another Shita. Another Shita. But before I show you that Shita, let's look back in the Gemara on page 1. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Loshono Ela Niktam. Bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis. Aval Nistak Kosher. Nistak is kosher. Now, what does that mean? In this takasha of Atani Lul Kof of Kovitz Soduk Puzzle. So we have a stira. Is this takasha? Is this not kasha? Amar Rav Papa the Ovid Ki Himnik. In other words, there are nistak sometimes is kosher and sometimes is not kosher. If it's nistak, if it's cracked, nistak means cracked. If it's cracked, it's okay, but if it's cracked in a way that it looks like a fork, like look, the leaves are cracked this way. So now it looks like a fork. Like this, it's no good. But if it doesn't look like a fork, it's just cracked, but it doesn't look like a fork, it's just a, then it's okay. So let me ask you a question. Nistak, the Gemara says, if it doesn't look like a fork, is okay. But I understand. But niktam, but what about, but nechlaka is possible. If nechlaka hatiyomis is possible, so what does it mean that nistak is kasha? What's the difference between nechlak being posel and nistak being kasha? Robbie? Oh, so Morena Rabbi says like this. Says very well. Listen carefully. Zok, listen to our friend here. He says like this, Nechlok must be a shear. Nistak means even a little bit. But the Chiddush is, if it's a little bit, but it looks like a fork, then it's also no good. So you have three different things. Nechlok is no good because it's a certain shear. Right? Nistak is what? Is even a little bit. And that's what? Kosher. But if it's nistak kehemnik, then even if it's a little bit, it's no good. Now, look at me straight in the face, Rob. If you want to say that nechlakot yomis means a certain shear, whatever, like the whole thing, or whatever, then I understand your terrors. But if you want to say, like the machmirim in the Ran, that nechlak is even a miut, and that's what posel. So what does it mean? Nistak is kosher. You hear the kasha? So if you say like you said that nechlok means a significant amount, then that's posel. Nistak kosher means a little bit, and then nistak ahemnet, even though it's a little bit, but if it's in this shape, it's no good. But if you want to say like the Machmirim in the Ran, that Nechlok is even a little bit, then what's left, and that's Posel, so then what's left for Nistak to be kosher? So you know what? Says the Vilna Gaon, we'll see shortly. You see from this kasha, the Vilna Gaon, that shita, that machmirim shita, nidche. Wrong. Says the Vilna Gaon, there's no reason, even lechatchila, to be machmir if it's open the meat, because that shita can't be right. Because if it's open the meat and that's posel, then what means nistak kosher? So it must be, says the Vilna Gaon, you know, says the Vilna Gaon, that you know what the halacha is? Nechlok is what? A lot. Now, what's a lot for the Gaon? This we didn't see yet. But he quotes from the Rashba. Now, what does the Gra mean when he quotes the Rashba? You know, I grew up, I have to tell you something. I grew up before the Mossad Rav Kook put out all these. So still in my day, we had the old Rashbas. We learned from the old Rashbas. And everyone knew in those days that the Rashba on Sukkah was really the Ritva. So the Gro is going to quote it from the Rashba, but it's really the Ritva. And Rabbi Chanan, you know, discovered this. He writes a whole thing in his Sefer. This Ran is really this. This Rishon, you think it's him? He's really it. Yeah, he has proofs. And now today, when we had the manuscript of the of what we used to think was the Rashba, it's really the Ritva. Okay, whoever it is. So says the Ritva, we're going to see inside. He says, you know what's possible for Nechelka Tiyomus? Rove. Rove of the Ola is what? If the Rove is what? Is split, then it's possible. More Machmir than. But. Well, the Rambam was saying it within the Rambam. We're saying it now within within Rashi. So now Nista Kosher, what does that mean? It means you don't, it's less than Rov. But if it's Kehimnik, then even less than Rov is a problem. So says the Gra, and we'll see it inside. If it's not Rove, it's kosher lechatchila. Don't spend your time looking for a lulav that's totally closed, because even if it's not totally closed, as long as it's not Rove, it's kosher lechatchila. Because the machmirim that the Ramah quotes is shrer, because it's against the nista kosher. Now obviously the machmir knew that too, so they're going to have a teretz for that, but let's see that ritva inside. Page 9. The second column, second arrow. He asked the kasha. Okay, let's read from the first arrow. I'm Rav Chanan Lushan al Niktam. The Nista Kasher pairs Nista Dumi the Niktam. The Haidu Ba'ala El Yom Barosha. The Sikna the Ovid came the Apostle. The Tema the Tami Nechakat Yomus Apostle. Pairs the Rasayn the Yomus Haidu Allah Am Sai. Pasal Mal Gavdala Ovid Hem the Apostle. That's called nechlaka. Aval nistak means miyuta. Hainu barosha kosher, unless it's kehimnik. And memela, once you say like this, there's no room to be machmer even lechatchila. Right? Because it's. In other words, even if it's more than a. In other words, the Taz was saying his vort within the Machmirim. The Gra says, no, the Machmirim, nah, the Nidcha. So what is Nechlaka Hatiyomus? Nechlaka is what shear? Nechlaka is Pasul, Toshu. Nistak is Kosher, unless it's a hymn. So Kolshu is Kosher. And Nechlaka, that's Pasul. Okay, now, what are the Machmirim going to say? What are the Machmirim going to say? So the Ritva himself, on the Ran on page 9, quote the Machmirim Shita. Va'odei Shlomar, where Tafil Nechaga Mute Apostle Dumi the Nikdom. Ah, so what's Pshat? Nistach Yamin, Nistach Mute Koshek, Shinistach Rochbo. He wants to say Pshat like this. Maybe the Machmirim are right. That Nechaga Tiyomas means even a little bit. And that's what? That's possible. So what does it mean Nistak is kosher? If Nechlok is possible, how can Nistak be kosher? Isn't it the same thing? No, the answer is Nechlok means it's split in length, going downward. Nistak means in width. That's the other, that's what the Machmirim are going to say. No, the Gra doesn't thinks this is a big dochak. Those Machmir also knew that there's a Gemara that says that Nistak is kosher. So how can they say Nechlok is possible even a miut? Then what does it mean Nistak kosher? That's the kasher. So that's why the Rishon had to learn that Nechlok doesn't mean a miut. It means more, and Nistak means a miut. But if you want to say that Nechlok is already what a miut, and that's possible. So what does it mean, Nistak Kosher? So he says, Nistak Kosher means it got cracked in width, horizontally, not vertically. And that is Kosher. Or, you're going to see the Ran gives another teretz for the Machmir. Take a look at the Ran. Nistak is because then, like, we don't have a shear for meat. Like Michael said, once it's not rov, everything is meat. Okay, so if you say like the Taz, you can still say it. But okay, it's a possibility, but. Maybe that's a raya against the Taz. Because if you say like the Taz, you can still say that Teretz. Maybe it's a raya against the Taz. Oh.
Where's the Rama? Where about the Rama? The Rama is talking about the length, and he says that where the Nakiva is on the roof are, that it's so
much.
The Rama seems to be talking about the length, and he says that the Nakiva is on the roof are even a whole shirt of the shoes. So where did the Rama get at?
Right, so the Ramah will say that he's on the Chachil level, he's choshesh for the Machmir. So Nistak will say the same thing. And Nistak is...
He's talking about
right, well, he's not even bring the din of Nistak here. Nistak is a different halacha of width. Here he's only talking about length. In a Chanami, Nistak will be okay. Unless it's Gehimna. The other teretz that the Machmirim say, that the Ran quotes on page 4, is that maybe it's on the fourth line, third line, Yesh Machmirim from the Farshim did this that Machmirim with Yom Tzposel, Adakin of Amnista Kasher, who be'emtza Olol Arka. In other words, maybe Nistak is also. But you know what the answer is for the Machmirim? That Nechelcha Tiyomis Posel means on the top, even a meat. Nistak Kosher means somewhere lower down. In a Chanami, not going vertically, going horizontally, but lower down in the Lulav. So that is called Nistak, and that's Kosher. Nechelch can be a little bit, but on the top. And that would be another answer for. So there are two answers for the Machmir. There are two answers for the Machmir. But let me show you the Vilna Gaon inside now. Let's see the Vilna Gaon inside. Let's see the Vilna Gaon. on page 14. You see where the arrow is in the Vilna Gaon? Look in the second arrow, the lower arrow in the Vilna Gaon. The first word on the line is Zarua, right? Dafke Shenechel Kulo, El Shekosov Dasa Machmirim Chumer Ba'alma. He says the Dasa Machmirim is a Chumer Ba'alma, Avaladina Yesh Lachmir Kiperish HaRashba, which we said the Rashba is really the Ritva, the Rubo. Right, Rubo's the shear. The Bechol Posel Amrinam Rubo Kukulo. That once it's Rubo, it's no longer good. It's a Rubo Kukulo, Lechumra. Fu Poshet Ladas Harashba Varan Umagid Mishra. Fa'al Miktsoso Ein Lahachmir Klal. Says the Vilna Gaon. You see that? Fa'al Miktsoso Ein Lahachmir Klal. Kimoshikos of Aran. She ain't the Mashma Shapirish Sodokihim Nikal Rochva. He says because he doesn't like the teretz that the machmirim will have for the, from the kasha of nistak. Because then you have to say rochvo means that there's a rochvo that's kosher, and then the rochvo kihimnik doesn't fit in so well. So there, and he doesn't even quote that other teretz. So therefore, the Gaon paskins that. That lechatchila, as long as it's not rubo, it's still lechatchila. Okay, a chumra ba'alma, there are the machmirim, but it's still begeder a lechatchila to buy a lulav before the Vilna Gaon that's split even more than a tefach, as long as it's not rubo. Once it's rubo, it's possible. Until rubo, it's kosher lechatchila. Say that again? Oh, Robbie, you're unbelievable. You're mechaving to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, in other words, to answer this kasha, he has a totally different pshat. What does it mean, nistak? There was the other teretz would be that nechlok is the middle leaf, but the nistak that's kosher is going on the other leaves, the nearby leaves, and that is kehimnik is no good. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Very good. You're mechaven on your own. Very good. Take a look, Rabbi. Take a look on page. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Yeah, 18. I didn't even put it in a bracket. Page 18 in the Magen Avraham. Sifkat and Zayin. Lo nechav ha-tiyomis rak ha-olim she-eitzel ha-tiyomis ha-elyon. That the din of Nista Kehemnik is going on the Olim Eitzel HaTziyomis HaElyona. So it's the din of Himnik is not on the middle leaf, it's the din of Nechlaka. And that, you know, is whatever, that could be even a Mashu. Even a little bit. And the din of Nistak is going on the other leaves. It's not going on the Tiyomis. Because the Gemara never used the word nistak hatiyomis, right? So maybe that's the simplest tense. According to Rambam, it would work. Okay, but this anyway is not within the Rambam, right? Maybe nechlok is a, so that would be a third tense for the machmir. So with this teretz, but right, which is plausible. I guess the Vilna Gaon, that wasn't even on the Vilna Gaon's radar screen. Oh, so Acharei Kichlos HaKol, what comes out of it? Let's just review. We have the Rambam and the Rif, that's the most Mekel Shita, right? That means it's going Rove of the Rove Al. Then we have the Shita of the that it's referring to the two leaves have to be together. Then we have Shitas Rashi is the middle leaf. We have the within Rashi we have the Orzarua that's with the Shedra. We have the greatest parish the whole way. We have the Ritva that is Rov, and we have the Machmirim that it's even a Miyut, and then we have the Taz explaining the Machmirim that it means a Tefach. A Miyut means a Tefach. So Rabosai, so it comes out that that Medina, if it's not Rov, then L'chora, in other words, if somebody comes to you and says, "Is my lulav kosher?" So if it's not Nechlach Rov, you tell him it's kosher Medina. And according to the Gaon, it's not only kosher Medina, it's even L'chadchila. Now, when is the lulav mamish possible? Because usually you're not going to have a case where it's going to be more than Rov. But if it's Himnik, then it's a problem. So the question is, what is Himnik? So there's a basic machlokas between the Levushe Srad and the Marsham of what the definition of Himnik. Because Himnik could be a problem. Because Himnik means that even though it's not Rov, but it's Himnik, it's a problem. So in this Sefer, he gives you a picture of Himnik. You see?
Pass it around, show you around.
You see here? The two leaves, it's not Rove, it's just a little bit, but they fork out.
They fork out. So it's not Rove, but this is not as possible. Okay.
But it's split, but it's not split Rove. Not even a Tefach. This could be a Psul D'Oraisa. This could be a Psul D'Oraisa. Oh. So and this can happen. Right? Yeah, it's not, but it. Oh. Now. So the Levushe Srad. Take a look at Levushe Srad. Where is it?
19.
Page what?
19.
19. He says, look at the second column of Levushe Srad. Second line. Ela korcha l'kulei alma posim hemnik b'kol shehu. The hemnik is a kol shehu, meaning even if it splits a little bit, but the split is pronounced that the two tops are going in different directions like a fork, then it's no good. He says, and the fourth line, he says, kasavti kol zesha olam ein medaktikim. He says, people think that once the lulav is not rove, that they're fine. The rosh of nechlak at the yomis, the hein hol al yonu ma'ad, the rosh of machshirin. Shepochus mitevach omim tchoshen kuli alma, right? People, they quote the Taz. It's not a tefach. It's not a tefach. So the Vujic Shah would say, yeah, it's not a tefach. But if it's a hymnic, it's still no good. The Torah hein, ki al pi rov, she nechlak barosh al fil ma'ad, nesrach ku v'nashu ki hymnic. This is the sheet of Rambam, Posol Medina. Right, you'll still have the Rambam sheet, you know, that you have to have maybe a hymnic at each leaf. So you still have that sheet, but Rambam holds me get in the Allah and Tzoy. Oh. However, one should be aware that is the sheet of the Marsham. The Marsham, the Berzhanarov. Sholem Borech HaKoy Shwan Ron. They post it. And he thinks that the Levushi Srad went too far. He was too machmir on him. Too feel machmir on him. He says, here, page 20. Shinir Gishnayim Posel. How goes Levushi Srad? Hichmir, Gam Nista Kosher the Kosher. Im Nechu Ktsas, Zemize Posel. Whereas it has to go like this. It has to first go out and then come back up. It can't just be like this. It has to go out horizontally and then go back up. It can't just be like this. This is not a hymnic. This is just two things that are pointing out. This is not a hymnic. It first has to go horizontal and then up vertical. That's a hymnic. And furthermore, Gam Nachman Bezed Nira Behani. Then he says, then he makes another comment on page 21. He says, Lachora Nira, the Gabi said the cultural pochus mi tefach ain't a hymn. He says it has to be the part that's split, it has to be at least a tefach. There was the fork. There was that's the way a fork is. There was that you hold it with the fork part, you can hold it with your fist. But if just a little bit, that's not. So it has to, in other words, it splits like a fork. So the fork, the prong, so to speak, has to be at least a tefach. But he says it can't. It's not just a kol shu like this. Like, in other words, this case, according to the Marsham, would not be a hymnic, because a hymnic is again he says dafkem shenichvot dodim behevdel beizel zel vechozim revolting. So it's not just that it comes out in two directions. It's going down and up. Right? It bends. I don't know if it has to be bent by 90 degrees, but it bends out and then back up. So it has to. It's not that it goes out in one direction. It has to be like two directional. This way out and then back up. And it also thinks he has to be a tefach, which most cases won't be. And he says, and then he has another cooler. He says, "Gami Nachmer is near the Mahani Lachshir Ol Yidei Devar." He says, maybe you can glue it. You can unhemnic your hemnic. Rabbi in Israel, yeah.
Rabbi
Magali? I don't know.
He's an expert. He has a book. And he said he spoke and he said that the thing was like slowly, fluid.
So you can unhymnic your hymn. Okay, but I don't know. It's not so posh. Who, you know, what the. You know, is the Marsham right or is the Mavushe Srad right? That could be a big. A lot of times it'll just be split, but it'll look as one, but it's split. But it's not, you know, jutting apart. So that's the one area in Lulav that potentially could be a real psul, is the hymnic area. If you were cautious for the Mavushe Srad. So that's the one thing you want to be careful about, that it shouldn't be a hymnic. Well, you still have the Marsham. To get a hymnic of the Marsham, that most probably that'll be hard to get. Shaya?
Gluing it like adding a bin
now? Is that
just gluing it like adding a bin now? Like you have like the holder, like make sure it's the same, it's coming from glue up. So, like,
it's even better to glue because the glue actually holds it together. That's what you want.
Yeah, I guess it's considered bottle to the lulav. Oh, now one more thing. Okay, now two more things we have to talk about. And Rez Hashem, in next week's shiur, we'll talk about Esrog. But you have to realize like this. There's a machlokis rishonim. There are two kinds of psulim in the Dalam Bina. There's a psul of chaser, and there's a psul of hadar. Some things are no good because they're chaser. And some things are no good because they're not hadar. So everyone agrees if the psul of chaser is only the first day or the first 2 days. The rest of the hal, because the Gemara says beferish, the guy used to take a bite out of his esrog. He would take the esrog, then he would eat it for lunch, and then he wanted to use it the next day. I guess people, you know, didn't have so much food in those days, so they would use an esrog and then take a bite for lunch. And then they'd use it for the rest of the holiday. So the Gemara says, that's fine. It's chaser. So chaser is only possible the first day or the first 2 days. But hadar is a machlokus. Rambam Shita is that hadar is also only the first days, first 2 days. And the Balei Tosfos hold that hadar is a psul all the days. The Rosh and the Balei Tosfos. So the question is like this. The whole din of Nechlokah HaTiyomis that we learned today, is that a psul of chaser, or is that a psul of hadar? And the nafkamina, see the machaber paskins that chaser is the first 2 days, hadar is a psul, chaser and hadar are the first. But we have choshes for Ramah that it's only chaser is a psul on the first 2 days, but the rest is kosher. But hadar is a psul all the time. So we have to know. But say somebody comes to you on the fourth day, and his lulav is nachlaka. No, so what would you tell them? Is it a psul of chaser and therefore it's only the first 2 days, or is it a psul of hadar? What would you think? Right, you would say hadar. Right, that's what I would say. However,
because if it was chaser, then if it was chaser, then it wouldn't be good in the first 2 days.
Yeah, we're talking about a case where it's nechlaka, so it's not good. So I want to know, is it only not good the first 2 days, or is it not good all the days? So take a look on page 16 in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is Sifkot and Vav. Keep going down. First word on the line is Pasul Kol Zayin. Take Kosev Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Kol Psulim, Psulim Kol Zayin. All the psulim are apostle all 7 days. Mishnei she'enu hadar. Chutz mi nistak v'nechlecha atiyomis the psulim b'shum l'kicha tamah. That nistak and nechlecha atiyomis is a din that it's not a complete l'kicha. Because maybe they're learning that the tiyomis split, so the tiyomis, the thing that's keeping the leaf together, is sort of missing. So that's a psul chaser. So Mamela, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim has a kula that you can use. In other words, that even if it's nechlok legamre, which is possible, but that's only the first 2 days. So certainly, if it's only nechlok a little bit, which it could be kosher in the first 2 days anyway, would certainly be kosher the duration of the holiday. And as Rebbe pointed out, look in the Mishnah Berurah on page 22. When he discussed Sifkot and Yud Zayin. So first let's look at Tez Zayin. Ana Shedra, I am Bir Agra, Shehiskim Ladini Yesh Lachmer Beruba, the whole Potsal Ruba Kulo, Fangsosa Ein Lachmer Klal. You see, so you learn Mishnah Berurah, you see, but now you learn the whole Sugi. You see, you know, that one line in the Mishnah Berurah, now, you know, is a whole, you know, you see, just learn Mishnah Berurah, you just miss it. And now Yud Zayin Potsal, Hainu B'yom Rishon, of Obshar Yomim Kosher. Who's Yud Zayin? Mogen Avraham Hashem Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins Lekula, based on this Mogen Avraham. Now, one last point. There's another psul in Lulav that the Lulav Kafuf, if it's bent over. So the poskim say, Beis Yosef and the Chazon Ish quotes this, it has to really be like a sickle, like it's really bent. The lulav's not straight, it's bent. But the question is, what about what we call what? The knepel. Now, you ever see those lulav that it bends over on the top? Is that kosher or not? Do we say that's a lulav kofuf or not? So take a look in the Tshuvas HaRosh on page 10. Says the Rosh. Excuse me. Sha'alta lulav sod of David kihimnik posel. Masha kasavta sheish lahachmir shalolotzeis belulav kofuf. Lo mistaberli she'ein lahosif al psul shamonu chachamim. Ukfifas harosh lo mikri kfifa. Kofuf means that the shedder is kofuf, but if the leaves are just bent, that's not a problem. And the Rosh says, "Ani ohev oso yoseh latzes bo fish ena olim nechlokim b'tumusu kayemis." He says, on page 10, the Rosh says, "I prefer a lulav with a knepel, meaning that it's bent over, because meaning that the leaves are bent. You've seen those, that the leaves are bent on top." Because then I know for sure that they're not split. So that's what the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch. He passed in Zvachula. On page 18. In Kofuf V'rosho Posol. V'davka B'shidrosho Kfufa. Aval Olof Kfufim V'rosho K'mosho Dachliyos Habei Lovim Kosher. And then the Magen Avraham quotes by Rosh, "Kosev Ohev Ani Yosef Lotzei Spol Fishen Olam Nechlokim Vekiyum Zokayemes." But he says, "Im Kula Merubu Kfufim Kol Shu Pasul." But so that's the question. What does he mean there at the end? "Im Kula Merubu Kfufim," because usually the ones that have the knepels could be Kula Merubu. So we. You have to see what's that referring to. But that's the machlokes. Okay, Rabosai, so what we did today is we went through many of the inyonim of lulav. So now you know what you're talking about. When you're looking for a lulav, you know the different shitas, what's ikar hadin, what's a chumra, etc. And Bez Hashem, next Sunday, we'll do Esrom.
With the chasr, like in the chasr though, you don't know. So after it's 2 days,
it's been 2 days or 2 days.